Something else you need to get work done is to make sure you've got enough money for your retirement. Nest egg alert is probably the best way to put it. Will you have enough? And the question of trying to get money to put aside, it is so difficult with all the other expenses of life, whatever stage of life you're at. Often people say it's easier for younger folk now that they've got formalised superannuation plans in place. But of course, as we've been hearing over the holiday break, a lot of people that should be having super put away as part of their pay aren't having that done. So whatever age you are, you've really got to keep a very close eye to ensure that your nest egg is there, it's growing, and it will be sufficient when the time comes for you to draw upon it. Gary Stone is the founder of Share Wealth Systems and joins us this morning to talk about that and many other topics related to your superannuation. Gary Stone, good morning.
Good morning to you, Chris. Thank you for having me on.
Not a problem. Okay, now I guess the first question is, what is the easiest way to figure out how much super you need?
Well, there are a number of variables that come into it, because obviously you're looking into the future. So the sorts of variables that come into play are, what is the rate of inflation going to be over the period between now and when you retire? Because that's the hurdle that you have to overcome if you like to grow your nest egg at a higher rate than that. It's obviously how long you have to go before retirement, how much you have now, and also what sort of growth rate you can get out of your current investments in superannuation. So these are all unknowns, obviously, so you can only do models and try and come up with a conservative estimate.
All righty, and I guess that it is difficult when you look at the variations, and many people listening to 2CC, I guess, are in more mature years. Those of us that didn't have the benefit of the superannuation system until it commenced in 1993 could well be behind the eight ball, and I've got no doubt that a number of your clients are in that situation.
There's no doubt. So when you look at the table that have been made available through looking at from the tax office information that's available and the Australian Superfund Association, ASFA, you know, they get access to all this information. You can get averages by demographic of age group and et cetera, and see what the average amount is and what the median amount of superannuation that's actually been put aside. You know, your statement's absolutely correct, is that people of in their 50s and 60s and 70s, they had to do it themselves. They didn't have the full benefit of the superannuation guarantee, which came in 1993. So, as you were saying in your intro, that people who are younger who are going to get the full benefit of that for 40, 45 years of working, will be better off. But the stats show us that they're probably still not going to have enough either.
Now, the other thing, that is true. You often hear the question marks about superannuation that the current government, be it the Abbott government or the Turnbull government, the coalition governments that have been in office since 2013, Gary, have made the point that in spite of over 20 years of superannuation, we're still having the same number of people as a proportion of the population filing for an aged pension. So the idea of taking the pressure off that pension, well, at least at this stage, hasn't really filtered through to the system.
It hasn't, and you raise a fantastic point. We heard the Treasurer last year talk about an independent retirement, and so they're starting to get the narrative out there that they want people who are working to save enough and not rely on the age pension that comes from the government. And in the book that was recently released, as I talk about financial freedom, and the very simple definition of financial freedom is a comfortable and independent retirement. And by independent, I mean not only from government, I mean also from family, and that you can actually see through your entire retirement without having to rely. You might get the age pension, but I think the point is that you shouldn't have to rely on third parties to be able to fund your retirement, and that's what the targets should be aimed at doing.
Indeed. Now, the question, of course, and this has come up very recently with the attempt by Centrelink to claw back what are perceived to be significant overpayments. We're talking something like $4 billion, and many people, some 20% of letters that are going out, apparently have got incorrect information in them, and people are feeling quite stressed about all this. I suppose it just underscores the question of when you've got a nest egg, what happens for these new laws and new arrangements where people perhaps are still entitled to some form of part pension subject to what income they're earning, or whether they're on top of unearned income, if you like, the investment income, whether they're perhaps working one day a week.
Yeah, well, and the thing with superannuation is that it's guaranteed. So your employer, and you know, when you hear of employers not putting superannuation away, that's not good news at all. But the great majority of employers do. Is that it's a guaranteed or forced or mandatory form of saving for retirement. And you know, what people have got to do is make sure that the minimum amount that they're putting in, because obviously people can put in more, up to $25,000 a year with the new laws coming into effect from July this year. But we've got to make sure that what is being invested on a mandatory basis is getting the best returns that we can get over the long term. And there's just small amounts of compounded growth, and I'm talking about an extra 1 or 2% compounded per annum over periods of 10 to 40 years, makes a big difference to the amount that you can have when you eventually retire. And the point that I try and make is that the laws are the laws. Those are givens. And complaining about those is not going to get us to have a bigger nest egg by the time we get to retirement. But what we can do is what we are investing, we want to make sure that we actually get the best returns we can, and within the law, obviously. And that's an area that I think people complain too much about, the things they can't control, and they do nothing about the things that they can control.
Yeah, so rather than be frustrated, look at what you can. And this is where the question of going to appropriate experts are the way to go. In your own case, Gary, what can people do to get in touch with you and yours?
Well, they certainly can get in touch with me, but we can talk. I can just give you very quickly what they can do without even getting in touch with me. And that is two very simple things over the long term. I'm talking about periods of sort of 7 to 10 years and longer when investing for retirement. The first thing is to ensure that you absolutely minimize the fees that you are paying for people managing your investments through any avenue. Because just little bits of, I'll just give you an example here, paying an extra 0.75% per annum, that's 0.75% per annum, over a period of 40 years, for somebody starting out with, say, $15,000 in super in their late 20s and they've got 40 years to retirement, that extra 0.75% per annum turns out to be $520,000 less in your retirement nest egg when you retire. So reducing fees is absolutely paramount. And then if you could also think of not only reducing your fees, but also getting an extra 1% to 2% compounded per annum better return, then you're talking about a 2.5% to 3.5% better return over many years. You know, you're talking about over $1 million better off just by taking what you've got anyway and just doing a bit better with it. And we've got a bit more time to talk about how you might be able to do that.
Yeah, very quickly, yes. Let's just get a couple of quick tips about how we can do that.
Okay, very quickly. Well, people investing for the long term should stay away from diversification across different asset classes. So when people invest in superannuation, industry super funds or retail super funds now, 80% of people are electing to go into a balanced or diversified fund. Now, that is valid if your investment outlook is less than 7 years. But when you start getting to longer terms, such as superannuation, where you're looking at 10 years plus, in the case of 20-year-olds, 40 years, then you want to have all of your money invested in the stock market, because you can't take it out anyway, and that will get you an extra 1.5% to maybe as much as 3-3.5% compounded per annum over the long term with the reinvestment of dividends. And the combination of just those two simple things in whatever super fund you've selected will ensure that you have many hundreds of thousands of dollars more in your superannuation retirement nest egg when you eventually retire.
It's remarkable how what sounds like a small amount of money in the short term can be such a lucrative amount of funds and such a crucial amount of funds as you get to the other side of life, as it were. Gary Stone is the founder of Share Wealth Systems. It may be worth you hitting your search engines and having a look for Gary and his business. Gary, I'm sure we'll speak again. Thank you very much for your time and your very good advice today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on, Chris.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Gary Stone there, the founder of Share Wealth Systems. So some interesting figures, and it's remarkable. You talk about what sounds like a small number, 1% to 2% or 2% to 3%, what it can mean over a considerable period of time.